Because if you're someone who is looking to break free of the 9-to-5, you want to start your own project, you want to start your own business, or you're already there, you've made that start, it's like, oh, how do I build relationships? How do I start getting customers? A lead magnet is a great starting point. Hey, Philip here. Welcome to this episode. A slight difference of approach for this one. I want to share with you a recording that I've done about lead magnets. Now, lead magnets are a great starting point for business. And so rather than this being a conversation or a chat with a guest or me just giving random thoughts on a particular topic, which some of the other episodes have been, this one is a bit more structured. There's some thinking based on, yes, what lead magnets are, how they can be used, how they can support growth of business. But I also go into some of the examples of lead magnets that I've created in the past. So this episode is, I guess, part training, part sharing experience, part helping you understand maybe your next steps if you are thinking about creating your own business or your own project. And so I wanted to share this with you as a resource, as in a tool, a recording that you can use now and potentially refer back to in the future. So it is a recording that I have created previously, and I wanted to plug it into this episode to give you access to this knowledge, this insight, the experience that I've had, in the hope that it can help you on your journey. Hey, Philip here, and this mini course is all about lead magnets. You may have seen reference to them in the community, elsewhere online. You may even have downloaded a couple yourself. And what I want to do with this mini course is give you an overview to help you understand how to use them, the types of lead magnets, and how to create them. Because if you're someone who is looking to break free of the 9-to-5, you want to start your own project, you want to start your own business, or you're already there, you've made that start, it's like, oh, how do I build relationships? How do I start getting customers? A lead magnet is a great starting point. So for this video, I'm going to go through, what is a lead magnet? What's the benefits of having a lead magnet? And I'm going to give you some examples of ones that I've created in the past. They were some a long time ago, some more recently, just so you can start to get a feel of what a lead magnet could be and what it could be for you and your business, the service you want to offer, and all those sorts of things. So let's dig into it. A lead magnet is something that is of value to your audience. Now, what that looks like, the style, the contents, that's for you to decide, but it's about ensuring that there's a value exchange. Ultimately, what you're trying to do is you're trying to build your email list. You're trying to build relationships with new people who could become your customers and your clients. So there needs to be that value exchange. So if you create something, it needs to be something that your audience will look at and go, oh, yeah, that's going to be really useful. That's going to help me do X, Y, and Z. Or, oh, it's going to help me understand this. So it's about ensuring that there is that value exchange. You're making something available to them. In return, you'll be asking them for their contact details, probably an email address, maybe a phone number and a name, so that you can start to build your email list and have that available to communicate with. Obviously, off the back of that, it's about building the relationships as well and turning those people into customers and clients. But that's for another session. Right now, I just want to focus on lead magnets because they're a great way to start building those relationships. What are the lead magnets that I've created? I personally, because I'm a writer, I prefer writing my lead magnets. So ebooks can be a great way to have a lead magnet ready to go. If you've already created something, or you've got an idea of, oh, actually, you know, if I put this down on paper and create something, it could be an ebook, and that then can act as your lead magnet. And that's what I've done over the years, but there are other types of lead magnets. So I've got a couple on the screen here that I've created over the years. Again, some of these early ones sort of 2015, so quite a while ago. And they've been used for different things and also to attract different audiences. So the first one, white paper, the F in email. It's a play on words with the title, but it's also about understanding how email marketing works, the design principles that you should use if you're creating emails to send out to people. You know, if you've built your email list, here are some of the principles. And this is based on the knowledge that I gained working for some companies who provided the technology to be able to send emails and do the broadcasts and the email campaigns, you know, one every day for a week and all that sort of stuff. So from the knowledge that I gained and the seminars that I used to present at, I then compiled all this into an ebook. So I think it was about 9 or 10 pages. And so it was just looking at, okay, here are some of the key pieces of information that you need. Here's an example email. Here's thoughts for layouts. And so somebody could look at that and go, oh, okay, yeah, that's really useful. That's going to help me improve my emails. And so I would be asking for their email address in exchange for accessing this ebook. Beginner's Guide to Community Management. Again, something quite simple. Some thoughts on how to build an audience, how to engage an audience. This I created based on the work that I did at EA Sports, where I had responsibility for a 200,000 user forum and interacting with people and trying to get them to engage more and play nicely with each other and you know, not have any disruptive conversations. So I created, again, it was an ebook, you know, 10 to 15 pages or so, just with my thoughts and understanding and guidance on different topics related to community management. Skip forward a bit, the secret formula. So this was something that I created in the esports space for those wanting to set up and manage their own tournaments and competitions. And so this was an ebook that I created around the formula that I developed and understood for calculating the duration of tournaments, depending on how many players you had and how much equipment and whether you were doing it online or offline. And so it guided someone step by step through how to do the calculations rather than having to write everything out on a piece of paper, which is what I used to do. So I, throughout my time within the games industry, every time there was a project brief that came through my email or onto my desk, and it was like, oh, I need a tournament for X number of players, et cetera, I would end up sitting and writing down and trying to work out and go, okay, so I've got this many players, it's this game, match takes this long, how much equipment have I got? And so I would, you know, write it all down on a piece of A4. And after doing that for so long, I decided there must be an easier way to do this. So I spent the time working out a formula that I could use. And then I tested that formula with some of the project briefs that I had. It worked. Okay, it became easier to calculate the duration of the tournaments. And so I then went, I need to share this with other people. I need to take this and put it into a format where somebody else can benefit from this. So I turned it into an ebook, made that available online. Again, that value exchange to say, look, if you're already creating tournaments or you're thinking about it, here's something that's going to save you time and effort. Okay, download it, get it now. All you need to do is give me your email address. So yes, I, you know, put it behind a form. And so that was one of the ebooks that I created as well. And then more recently, when I started on this journey for 12 Chainz, Freedom Hunters Club, writing my book, as I created that framework, the 12 Chainz framework, I thought, again, here's an opportunity to create an ebook. I can write a short version highlighting each of the 12 Chainz and some thoughts around that. So there's the tail grid in there as well. And so I started to make this available. I used this as the basis for some of the thoughts that then became core elements of the full book, Finally Find Freedom. So for me, writing an ebook is a great lead magnet for me because it enables me to get my thoughts and ideas down onto paper, but it doesn't have to be just an ebook, and we'll touch on that in the next session. I've given you an overview here of some of the lead magnets that I've created over the years. And now what I want to do is just want to show you as well, so that you can see basics, some stylized versions, the type of information that I've included over the years, just to hopefully get your cogs turning a little bit and thinking about what may make the most sense for your business. So I'm going to just switch this out and let me go back to this one first. So you can see here, this is lots of texts and some screenshots. So this was the effing email. It's called a white paper. It's effectively an ebook. Email design best practice. So this was taken from that learning of doing the seminars and working with clients and in a company who offer the technology for people who wanted to send bulk emails, broadcast emails. So the stuff that you get into your inbox from retailers and people like that, I worked for one of the platforms that sends all of those. So I took all of that, put it into, so that, you know, this is 9 pages long, so it's not super long, it's not a 100-page essay. Did an introduction, talked about eye tracking, so it's a key consideration there and a piece of knowledge that the audience may not know. And I gave some examples here of, okay, here's some eye tracking technology, how we look at things. If we're in the Western world, we normally look left to right, because that's the way that the flow of text is. So there's key considerations around that for alignments and layouts and everything. Bullet points, some key bits of information there that I'd also understood from my time working in that space. Thinking about other elements of your email, so your subject lines, the preview pane, where to put some of your links. And so this became that ebook. I then made that available and started to build a list around that. Another one here, I'll scroll back to the beginning. This was a streaming report that I used to do. I used to do sort of every month and every quarter, just looking at some of the different platforms, so YouTube and Facebook streaming and Twitch streaming in the gaming space. So I was trying to do lead generation for my agency business at the time. People who are interested in understanding what's happening within the streaming space, how many people are watching, what games they're watching, who the top streamers are. And so I would create these reports and then I would make them available again behind a form so that somebody had to register to get these reports. And that started to build my email list for the agency business. And I was able to start some conversations on the back of that. So you can see already very different approach stylistically, landscape layout. What you choose doesn't matter. It's just about the content and ensuring that it's valuable. So for this one, I went through, there was a forward that I updated every month based on, you know, what was happening and what I'd seen in the data. Did some platform comparisons. So this, I guess that the key people that I was aiming at here were people in advertising agencies, marketing managers, marketing directors, innovation people who were looking at the gaming space to say, how do we get involved? So I was providing this report to say, look, if you're looking at the space and you want to understand more, just grab my free report. It's here. All you need to do is give me your email address and then I could follow up with them after that. So I put some graphs in, had the text. Obviously, I looked at the data in the background and worked everything out to then say, okay, now I can create some graphs and put that into the report. So this is a report rather than, you know, here's the top 10 things to do for X, Y, and Z, which could be the type of ebook that makes sense for your business. Game preferences, bits of highlights. So again, my thoughts and based on my knowledge and experience to say, okay, here are some of the key things and considerations. Now looking at a different platform, YouTube, doing country comparisons as well. And so this was one of the reports that I created on a regular basis. I created this for probably just over a year or so, just trying to build that email list, people I was having conversations with. I showed you this on the previous screen, secret formula. I mentioned that I took people through the step-by-step of calculating how long a tournament would take. So I broke this down and I, you know, descriptions for everything, helped them understand each of the stages, what they would need to already know. So for example, the game, once you know that, you know how many players, is it an individual game, is it a team game, and things like that. So this was then taking them step by step. Step one, here we go, key considerations. Step two, key considerations. Step three. And so it was enabling them to work out each of the steps of the formula. And then at the end, I gave the summary that said, right, here's the full formula. Now you understand the different parts of it. It should be easier for you in the future to say, right, I know I need this, and I need this, and I need this, and I need this. Okay, I can put all those things into the formula, and bang, it's going to give me the duration of my tournament. So this was a lead magnet that I created for the audience of people wanting to set up tournaments. So you can see my agency business in the gaming space, I effectively had two different lead magnets there. I had one for people who wanted to set up and manage tournaments, and this is the one that I've got on the screen now, the secret formula. But then I also had one that was for marketing people who were looking to get into the game space and into esports, potentially working with influencers, and they wanted to understand who are the most popular, what games are being watched, on what platform. So two different lead magnets there for two different audiences. And that may be a consideration for you, depending on the project, the business that you're setting up or that you already have. It's okay to have more than one lead magnet, because you're supporting them in different ways. Somebody who's in your target audience may look at your initial lead magnet and go, ah, I already know that, that's okay, I don't need that one. But then if you have something else, then they're like, oh, that's going to be really useful, and then they'll download that one. So sometimes having multiple and providing that value in different ways can help you grow. And so the final one then I just wanted to touch on quickly is the most recent that I did before the full book. Now my full book can act as a lead magnet if I wanted it to. I could make that available for free. This was the precursor. So this is how to break the 12 chains holding you back. I finally find freedom in life and business. You'll notice that the title of this ebook is the subtitle of my full book. So my full book, Finally Find Freedom, has the subtitle How to Break the 12 Chains. So this is what came first. Again, it was a rough version to say, here's a quick overview of the 12 different chains. So this one is more text heavy because it's my thoughts, it's the chains, it's basic explanations of them and some of the things like that. So this is the tail grid exercise, which you should be familiar with. Thinking about, okay, how we create that, different levels of chains, and then going into, you know, a couple of paragraphs for each of the chains so that somebody can pick this up and start to say, ah, okay, I recognize some of these things in my own life. Okay, now I can start to process, now I can start to think about it. It was lead generation for me in two ways, because somebody would have to give me their email address and that would help me build my email list, and they would then be sent this ebook. But at the just scroll down at the end, I was also inviting them to book a call. So if they wanted more help, they wanted to understand how to start making changes in their life, I was inviting them to book a call with me. So not only was I capturing their email address and they would go onto a list and I could have communication with them that way, but I was also inviting them through the lead magnet. If they wanted to put their hand up and say, yes, I'm interested in this, I love what you've written, how can I get more support and guidance? I was then inviting them to do exactly what it says there. Book a call. Let's have a conversation. And I've done the same thing in the full book, because if people are downloading on Amazon, unless they download the resources and have to submit a form and I get their email address, some of those people on Amazon and elsewhere that you get you the book, I have no idea who they are. So throughout the book, again, I've given touch points to say, you know, here's something for you. Here's, you know, the resource pack with all the worksheets for the exercises, or here's the social media links if you want to connect with me that way, or, you know, book a call and other things just to try and help me identify them, understand who they are, start building a relationship with them. So your lead magnet is exactly that. It's something that's meant to be valuable to your audience. It's okay to have more than one lead magnet if it makes sense and you can create something that will add value. It doesn't have to be a 100-page essay. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to do that exchange of value that says, I'm willing to give you this if you give me your email address and contact details and we can start that communication.